This week, the giant DNA testing company 23andMe fired more than 100 people because of falling sales. The company's CEO says that she was surprised that the market has turned. But I'm not, and here's why. It's your Friday Consumer Tech Update brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. When you add your unique DNA to 23andMe's vast database, the results may not always be happy reunions with family members who you've never met. Going mostly unreported in the media are the thousands and thousands who submitted their DNA and who are now being contacted by people who may indeed be family, but they may not want to know them or even deal with them. And then there are stories of how police and government easily gain access to these DNA samples. In short, the endings to many of these DNA stories are not always happy or very positive. And the market for DNA testing is not as bright as it used to be. I'm Kim Komando. Hey, don't forget to get our other podcast, Komando On Demand. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, or your favorite podcast player.